Hello and welcome to yet another engaging episode of Intersectional Talks, the platform where we delve into the heart of matters at the crossroads of intersectionality and inclusion. Here at Intersectional Talks, we are all about sparkling insight conversations, challenging perceptions, and deep diving into the layers of our diverse world. It's a space where we amplify voices that often go unheard, a space where we embrace the beauty of differences, and a space where we confront the complexities head on. I'm your host, Elizabeth Horleman, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today. And of course, I am excited. It's countdown, only 14 days to go until my book is released. But before we talk about the book, I'd like to share with you a glimpse into my recent encounter. Have you ever had an experience that made you question society's norms? Allow me to take you on a roller coaster of emotions as I share my recent encounter that left me stunned. Picture this. I went to the hospital seeking a certification confirming the injuries I attained due to a bus driver's negligence. But what I received was beyond unexpected. A shocking twist. Instead of acknowledging the severities of my injuries, the doctor's focus shifted. She wove my injuries into a web of unrelated illnesses and most astonishingly fixated on my weight. Yes, you read it right and you heard it right. My weight became the centerpiece of her assessment. The injuries I suffered took a backseat as she prioritized discussing my weight and how it related to the accident. You see, the power of assumption is truly striking. Is that what then subsequently followed? It was as though my wheelchair existence was secondary to the preconceived notions. The doctor seemed to imply that my weight alone was reason enough for the wheelchair use, disregarding the very real injuries that led me there. The issue of justice and the bus driver's negligence faded into the background, overshadowed by her singular fixation. And revealing society's lenses, this experience, although personal, reflects a broader issue that our society grapples with the tendency to judge and categorize based on superficial factors. It is a narrative that may have encountered where assumptions and biases take precedence over facts and reality. But this story is just the tip of the iceberg. What lies ahead? My upcoming book, Not Now Please, Living Through Racism, Ableism, and Grief, delves into exactly those societal challenges. It's a collection of experiences that break through the surface, exposing the complex interplay of prejudice, injustices, and the strength that emerges from within. From my personal stories to thought-provoking insights, this book will spark conversations and initiate change. So join the conversation. Stay tuned as we count down the days to the book release. Together we'll peel back the layers and unreveal the truths that demand our attention. Let's challenge assumptions, question norms, and create a world that values every story, every experience, and every individual. So get ready to dive deep because change begins where we look beyond the surface.